Hello, friends. I'm AJ, and welcome to the Herbivore Podcast. If you've listened before, welcome back. And if this is your first time, thank you so much for being here. Through cannabis education and conversation, we are working to reduce the stigma behind cannabis use and spread information for everyone from the cannacurious to legacy users. Before we get into it today, I just wanted to say Happy New Year. I hope you all had a lovely, fun, safe New Year and that you enjoyed your holiday season. Today's episode is going to be all about bud tenders. So I saw a LinkedIn post a while ago. It was quite a few months ago at this point. I tried to find it before I recorded this episode because it had some really interesting points on it and I unfortunately couldn't locate it, but it was essentially a post about what the expectation is for bud tenders as to what level of education they should have and what kinds of things they should know versus what they do know or what they're expected to know. And I thought this was really interesting because, as I've mentioned before, I used to be a bud tender. That's how I started in the cannabis industry. I got a job as a key holder for a cannabis store. And I worked as a bud tender for almost 2 years, and it was some of the most fun I've ever had in my entire life. I absolutely loved my job as a bud tender, but there is a lot that is expected of bud tenders and the level of education that they should have and should be communicating to customers. So I thought this was really interesting, and I wanted to talk about it today because there's a really high turnover rate when it comes to bud tenders, and a lot of people are leaving their jobs as bud tenders really early on, and a lot of people don't understand why this is happening and why there's such a high turnover rate in cannabis. So I wanted to talk about it today and kind of open up that conversation about kind of what it means to be a bud tender, what makes a good bud tender, and where those expectations are at. So I wanted to start first by talking about the basics, essentially, of what I think a bud tender should know, what the important pieces of knowledge that I think all bud tenders, cannabis connoisseurs, on the sales floor should have before they're able to be selling to a customer or having a conversation with the customer about cannabis. So one of the most important things, I think, is obviously just key knowledge about the cannabis plant and how it interacts with our systems. So the basics of the different parts of the plant, the buds, the trichomes, things like that, and how cannabis interacts with our system, and also what system it interacts with. Bud tenders should know the basics of the ECS and what that is and how all of these receptors are distributed throughout our bodies. I think that in order to properly understand the effects that cannabis can have on people, you need to know the basics of this information. With that also comes knowing the relevant cannabinoids to that specific market. So if it's a market that sells a lot of CBN, you should probably know about CBN, as well as the basics of CBD and THC. But knowing about CBN, CBG, THCA, Delta-8 THC, these are all things that I think are really important to be able to relay to a customer. If that conversation comes up, if a customer asks you, you know, what's THCA, you should be able to answer that question for them. Hand in hand with knowing the basic relevant cannabinoids in the cannabis plant, you should also know just some base level terpene knowledge. There's a lot of terpenes, and I know that. So remembering the smell or aroma or flavor of every single terpene is obviously not practical, and I don't think that anyone working a retail job should be expected to know what 100 different terpenes can do, but you should have a generalized idea of that terpene and what kind of effects it could offer, and just maybe one or two kind of ideas of what it might smell like or taste like or how it might impact the makeup of a strain, so that if a customer comes in looking to have a conversation about a strain they had last time and they really enjoyed it and they say that they really liked that it made them feel super chilled out, and you look up what they had last time and it was a strain that was really high in myrcene, so then you're able to identify, well, this is probably why you felt that way, and also talk about how that impacted that strain so that you can refer them to something that's going to be similar and offer them a similar experience, because ideally, you want them to continue to have good experiences with these strains that they're trying. So if they've come to you and told you that they really liked a certain terpene profile or a certain strain, it made them feel a certain way, and you're able to identify what that terpene profile was, then you're able to kind of help that customer understand what that experience was for them and why they felt that way. And I mean, I've talked about this a million times. Every time I bring up terpenes, I talk about how important it is that we have that conversation with the customer about what terpenes they are consuming and potentially why it affected their body a certain way. And that comes with knowing the basics of the common terpenes that are in cannabis and predominantly in the market that you are working in. Another thing that's important for bud tenders to know is basic sales and conversational people knowledge. You need to be able to comfortably have a conversation with a customer when they come into a store and talk to them and get the answers that you need to be able to direct them to a certain product. So, you know, the basics of knowing how to sell someone on something, how to guide them towards a product that they might be interested in, and then helping them to understand that product a little bit more, maybe where it comes from or what sets it apart, which then moves on to the last thing that I think is really important for bud tenders to know, which is product knowledge of what they're selling. I say often as well that I think that having smaller menus at dispensaries is more important because you can't know everything about 400, 500 products, but you can know enough about 100 products that you carry. Even if it's rotating products, it's easier to learn about 10 new products every week than it is to learn about 50 new products every week. Being able to have a menu that's sustainable for those bud tenders to be able to get that product knowledge that they need to really be able to confidently give recommendations to customers is really, really important. And that's not necessarily on the bud tender because it's not their fault. Obviously, if the store that they work for chooses to bring in a ton more products than they're mentally capable of learning about in a week at a time, but it's important to know that they have that drive and that interest to want to learn about these new products as they're coming in every week. So I found this Leafly article that I thought was really interesting. The title of it is Best Bud Tenders in Canada Do These Five Things, and it was published in October of 2022. So basically they talk about five things that they think are really important and set bud tenders apart or make or break a good bud tender at a dispensary. So I wanted to walk through those and kind of give my opinion on those as well. So first off, the first thing they list is that they don't play doctor. It talks about removing that expectation at the very beginning of that customer interaction. So a customer comes in saying, I need something for migraines. And the bud tender's response is, you know, I'm not able to give medical advice. This is a recreational dispensary, blah, blah, blah. So obviously, yes, this is a really important quality of any bud tender, but it's also not optional. You can't legally as a recreational dispensary bud tender give any kind of medical advice. So as much as this is something that a really good bud tender is going to do, they have to. Otherwise, they can run the risk of getting really hefty fines and losing their job for giving out medical advice on things that they're not trained to give medical advice on. What I always used to say when I was on the sales floor or even working in more customer servicey sides of things, I would always say, you know, since we are recreational and not medical, we're unable to offer you any medical advice regarding, you know, what cannabis may or may not work for you or what it may or may not be able to do for you. And I strongly recommend that you speak to a medical cannabis professional as they will help you establish what product and dose may work for you. And then you can also remind that customer that once they know what product they need, they can come back and you can help them find it. But I always joked that I didn't get paid enough to give medical advice. Bud tenders are educators, not doctors. And there was a quote on that article from Stuart Ryan, who at the time of this article was Dutch Love's director of recruitment, training, and development, and said, by making consumers aware of the standard effects of terpenes and cannabinoids, we empower them to make their own educated decisions and ultimately decide on their own treatment plan. So I think this is really interesting coming from the perspective of someone who did work on the sales floor, is that yes, it's very important that we encourage, as Stuart Ryan says, to empower the customers to do their own research. But at the end of the day, a lot of customers just aren't going to. They just don't want to. They're going to a dispensary because they want someone to tell them what they want to smoke. They want someone who has that level of education about the products that can guide them to an informed decision and help them make that decision. The customers that are willing to do the research are likely going to want help, and they want that information to be easily accessible, which is where budtenders have the opportunity to educate and not just sell to people. But I can't stress enough, and I say this so much, that this level of education is not, it's available online, obviously, but people don't want to do that. They want to be able to go to people that have that level of education so that they can tell them what they might be interested in and help them make an informed decision. I strongly believe that educating consumers is the way forward, but we have to figure out how to do that in basically bite-sized periods of time that we actually get to spend with these customers to be able to convey to them the difference that certain terpenes and stuff are making in their system and make them curious enough to want to go do that research. I'm getting off on a little bit of a tangent here, but I just think that the information, yes, it's there, but it's just not accessible enough yet. Anyways, with that comment about customers not really being willing to do the research, so, you know, budtenders need to have that opportunity to educate and not just sell, this also means that this was point two on this article, that the budtenders need to know what they're selling. Strongly agree with this comment. It talks about the comparison of the bartender having sampled alcohol that's behind the bar. And like, it's not necessarily because you want to know that the bartender's tried every single thing that they have in the store, but it helps the bartender know what they're serving. And it helps you have a little bit of trust in the bartender that they are going to serve you something that's going to taste good or that's going to complement the drink that they're making. It's very, very similar when it comes to budtenders. It's not that you want to know that they've tried every strain out there, but budtenders having that level of education where they're able to confidently talk about different strains based on terpene profiles and things like that helps build that trust with the consumer, where even if you haven't tried the product, the consumer might still feel okay to be like, okay, I'm going to take your recommendation because I trust you, because you've given me X amount of information about what's making up this strain. The other kind of tricky thing when it comes to giving recommendations is that being able to share your own experiences is incredibly valuable, especially when talking to customers, but cannabis is also not a one-size-fits-all situation. So the way that one strain affects you might not affect someone the same way. We can give generalized ideas of what certain strains might do for people, but ultimately, we need to remind customers as well that it's just not necessarily going to give them that same exact experience. So is the expectation for budtenders to try everything in their store? No, but the expectation is that budtenders are going to be communicating with other budtenders to be able to relay those experiences to consumers, even if they haven't tried everything, to be able to know, well, you know, a coworker of mine tried this and it made them feel this way. So it could potentially do that for you as well. But I also always say that brands need to be doing their part to make this information accessible to budtenders, because if they're making it accessible online for hopefully consumers and the consumers aren't going to go out of their way to find that information, then the brands need to make it easy for the budtenders to relay that information to the consumers. Much like the consumers, though, like if we have to dig and dig and dig to find information about your strain, about your product, it's just a lot harder to sell. And product knowledge sessions that certain companies put on are great, but ultimately, when you think about everything that is being expected of a budtender when they're working their regular job, there's just no time. There's no time between serving customers and making sure the store is set up the way it needs to be and clean and compliant. And so to have time to sit down for a half an hour, 2 hour long product knowledge session is just not necessarily always feasible either. So on top of all of this, budtenders are expected to know all of this product information and know what they can and can't tell consumers, what language they're allowed to use, but then also be able to understand their customers. So this was point three on this Leafly article. They need to understand how to sell to a customer, how to make a guest experience enjoyable. And this is little things like remembering people's names or remembering what they bought last time. And The goal, obviously, here is for budtenders to try to make it a safe and comfortable experience for users of all levels, regardless of if they are brand new walking into the store the first time or come there every other day. The budtender's goal should always be to make the person's experience comfortable and safe, which is another layer of an expectation that's put onto the budtender to make sure that they are suggesting products to these customers that are going to give them a comfortable experience. The last two points on this article I'll just touch on really quickly because it's just encourage mindful consumption, so start low, go slow, and then staying on top of evolving legislation. And this is going to kind of throw me into another tangent here. I agree that these five things are incredibly important. As a recap, it was budtenders don't play doctor. They know what they're selling, they understand their customers, they encourage mindful consumption, and they stay on top of evolving legislation. But this is where you start to realize exactly how much is being put onto these budtenders, because not only do they need to know their customers, but they need to know their products too, so that they can profile their customers and help fit them with an ideal strain, an ideal experience, while during all of this, being aware that their store is clean and compliant and that they're following regulations, that they're IDing people properly, they are providing customers with the most up-to-date information about regulations, like while trying to make sure that people are having an enjoyable experience in store. You can even add another layer to this and talk about, you know, maybe some of the supervisors and stuff that need to know how to interact with sales reps and convey certain effects of products to customers without giving medical advice. Like I said, being very careful of that language, reducing the stigma around cannabis, educating consumers, elevating the legal market while enforcing regulations. Like, people are surprised that there's such high turnover in cannabis, and it's like, can you not see why? I mean, I found another article that I thought was interesting. It was from CTV News, and it talked about how one third of budtenders hired from, I think it was July of 2021 to May of 2022, one third of budtenders hired in that year span had already left their jobs. And a lot of them didn't even make it past their first month. Part of the reason for this is, you know, layoffs and competition and stuff like that. But a lot of times people think that it's just going to be a super chill job, you know, selling weed. But there's a lot more to it than that. At the end of the day, customer service is customer service. You still have to interact with and know how to interact with customers. You have to be able to talk about experiences and have those interesting conversations with customers and get to know them. Like, you have to want to get to know your customers, and, you know, you're contending with regulations and you're at the risk of high fines or losing your job if you do something wrong. So it's not just super chill all the time. I don't want to try to make it seem like it's not super fun and amazing to work in the cannabis industry, because like I said, I worked on the sales floor for almost 2 years, and easily that was some of the most fun I ever had in my life working a job. To this day, I say that I never felt like I was working a day while I was there, because I loved it so much. But I also know I'm good at customer service. I know I'm good at talking to people. And I was really interested in learning more about cannabis. I wanted to get that level of education behind me about certain products or certain terpenes or certain cannabinoids. And at the beginning of legalization, education wasn't really a huge driver. And as someone who's come up from the sales floor, I'm pushing for education to be a huge thing in a lot of different places, because I know that I did a lot of that education research on my own, but that was because I really wanted to. So how can we start making a difference and changing this turnover rate, figuring out and really ironing out the realistic expectations of what budtenders should have to do or deal with every day? I think paid training would be a really helpful thing to do. I know that initially the investment would be a lot higher, but I think that it could lead to a lower turnover rate. And I'm not talking like, here's some articles, here's a couple of videos, watch these, take some notes, and then do an exam and see how you do. I'm talking about like a day or two of in-person training with an instructor or some kind of cannabis professional, where you can ask difficult questions and learn different words to use for recreational language versus medical language, so that it's not just like buried within learning all of these other details about how to work and operate within a cannabis store. And while you're learning all that, you better learn all this education at the same time, so you know how to talk to customers. Like, we can separate these two things and call it cannabis education and then cannabis sales. Those are two separate branches of information that need to be relayed to new employees, or just even like a continuous training program once a year to kind of check in and make sure that people's knowledge is up to date. I think that everyone in the cannabis industry needs to have at least base level knowledge of what cannabis does, no matter what level you're on. If you're in the industry, you should know a little bit about cannabis, but it's hard. It's hard to do all of that research when you're trying to learn the ropes of a job as well. We can't keep putting education on the back burner to like sales knowledge and stuff. Education needs to be a first priority. I also think that employee recognition and visible signs of upward movement are really important, because these budtenders are working their asses off in store. Honestly, it's a lot more hands-on than a lot of the other positions in cannabis companies. They somehow are still not being listened to. Like, budtenders need to be heard, because they're the ones having those face-to-face conversations with consumers every day. I always say that people who have never worked on the cannabis sales floor will never understand why a regular consumer will not buy the same strain over and over and over again, unless they're willing to learn about why and actually dedicate themselves to understanding. They're not the ones having those conversations with customers. The people who need to be working on these sales floors need to be people that care about cannabis, that care about educating people, and that are not there just to have an easy retail job, because it's not an easy retail job. It's an educator position. It is an opportunity for you to communicate the beauties and wonders of cannabis to different consumers and educate people. Another thing that the companies can do to help their budtenders is keep menus small. Allow your budtenders to have a better opportunity to actually learn the products that you're selling, and make education and customer experience a top focus. These budtenders are working so hard to be educators and conversationalists and educate themselves about these new products and stuff. It's just, it is a lot. I will admit, it is definitely a lot. It's not for everyone, because it does take a lot of dedication. But if you love cannabis and you love the plant, it's easy and it's fun. So I think the expectations of the average budtender are quite high right now. But I think that a lot of people that are interested in getting into a budtender role also need to understand that it can be a difficult job sometimes. It can be a risky job sometimes. I mean, the industry is not always super safe. Like, it can be a little bit intimidating sometimes. But your job as a budtender, in my opinion, is so important to our industry. You are the face of cannabis. You are the people that get the first opportunity to educate people about cannabis. And I think that a lot of, you know, companies, individuals, consumers need to realize that budtenders are super important and crucial to our industry. Budtenders need to care about their cannabis that they're selling. They need to care about their customers, and they need to care about their jobs. And the only way they're going to get that is if they feel like they are getting recognition, support, and a community that they're able to lean on when they need to. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk about budtenders. I appreciate it. Honestly, I just feel like budtenders are seriously underappreciated, and I think it's really important that we talk about how vital they are to our industry. So with that, I'm going to leave you. Thank you so much for listening today and for coming along this ride with me. I hold being a budtender near and dear to my heart, and since being a budtender completely changed my life. I've been on a journey of cannabis education ever since. I know that a lot of other people have that passion as well. So I think that paying attention to those things and fostering those things and really working to build a strong team of individuals who care greatly about the cannabis plant and about cannabis education is really important. Thank you for being here and for listening to me ramble about budtenders today. As always, your support is infinitely appreciated, so thank you so much. I hope you all have a wonderful couple weeks, and we will talk again soon. Stay high and be kind, friends.